week 8 of the high school football season, and there is a big Highway 71 showdown going this week as Maryville and Savannah get ready to do battle. Taking a look at it now from the Savannah side with head coach Anthony Hayes. Coach, you know, what a year it's been for your team so far. 7-0 on the year, been pretty dominant in doing so as well. How are we feeling about how things have gone there so far?
Yeah, you know, we're taking it one week at a time, and every week we've taken the step we needed to take, and you know, we've been on the fortunate side of winning every single game, you know, and for us it's beyond that though. It's how can we get better every week? How can we learn even in those victories? There's some things that need to be cleaned up and things we have to address at practice, and our kids have been good about that, not being complacent, not thinking that winning just happens. And so it's another step in that process of getting better every week this week.
Yeah, and you look first off on the offensive side. I believe you guys are averaging something like 40 points per game. What are you liking offensively? How are you guys putting points on the board?
Well, I think it all starts with our offensive line. We're fortunate enough to have four to six guys that have had significant amount of playing time over the last couple of years. And we're big up front. We're physical up front. Mason Wakis, I think, is a pretty special talent at left tackle. Xander Mark's done a great job. Gage Clouser, Phoenix Wood. We got Jagger Jackson, Kane Donaldson. We got Eli White. I mean, we got a good group of our front six that have played a lot of football, understand our system. And we feel like we can really rely on those guys, and they paved the way for our backs. You know, earlier in the season, Kaylor Schrick moved to quarterback after Aiden Thanksgiving's injury. He's rushed for over 700 yards. Colin Cleary has just been a really steady back in our backfield, and I think he's a little over 600 yards. And with Aiden connecting off her back, we feel like we have some options there, and throw in the mix of some young guys like Makai King, and we feel like we could spread the ball around. We could run the ball in the perimeter in between tackles and work on some play action passes off of all that. But the big guys up front have really paved the way and have really been the steady hand for us this season.
You know, defensively, four shutouts. You know, I think in total you guys have given up something like 48 points across the first seven games. How are you guys having the success that you're having defensively?
Well, we've been a very good defensive program over the last few years. Coach Wiley, my D coordinator, has really established a great culture on that side of the ball, and the kids. You know, we do a lot. You know, we don't like to sit and just in one front and one coverage. We like to keep the offense unsettled. I feel like our game plans are really solid every week, but when you do different things and try to give the offenses different looks, you have to have kids that are locked in and bought in. And our defense staff have done a great job with that. I couldn't be more pleased with that side of the ball. Jackson Dudek's been playing really, really well at linebacker. He played safety for us last year, moved down. I think last week he had two picks and a blocked punt that led, and all three of those led to points for us. So you talk about offensively, you know, us averaging over 40 points a game. That doesn't happen without the defense giving us short fields, getting turnovers and flipping the field for us. And then it also gives me as an offensive play caller the freedom to maybe go for it on a fourth down and medium, you know, or those midfield things when you have that trust in your defense. But you know, I mentioned Jack and Dudek, but our defensive line, I mean, we got six to seven guys rolling in where we always have a fresh defensive line, guys like Braylon Ellis and Keegan Bechtold and our returners on that side of the ball. I think Caden Phillips is having a heck of a year at linebacker for us. And our secondary are a lot of new faces, and they've just played really, really well. So I think it all starts with just the buy-in, you know, that our defense staff has set, and the kids just giving us their very, very best every week. So they want to have a zero on the scoreboard by the end of every night. They're almost disappointed that they don't. So,
you know, now looking to this week, you know, Maryville Savannah, in my opinion, is always super exciting, regardless of the year. But you know, you guys are having a great year. They're having a great year. Obviously, a big matchup. First off, with Maryville, what stands out to you as you look at them and prepare for this matchup?
Well, first of all, I mean, we have a lot of respect for Coach Webb and their program. They have done a great job, and just traditionally a winner, you know, so we're going to have to have a good game plan. We're going to have to execute. They're not going to beat themselves. We're going to have to go win the game. It's not going to be handed to us. So I think there's a familiarity with both programs. This is my fourth year at Savannah. This will be our fifth time playing. So I kind of understand what they would like to do, what their base schemes are. And then it really just comes down to execution. You know, who's going to out execute each other on that night. And I don't really see a situation where either team are going to beat themselves or, you know, give easy ones to you. So, you know, for us, it's about the things that we always talk about is just playing good, sound, fundamental football. We got to align correctly on defense. We got to be able to make our checks because they are pretty multiple. They could get in their wing tee or they could spread you out and we can't get caught off guard with that. And then defensively, they're going to run a 4-3, but then they give you several different stunts and looks that you have to prepare for throughout the week. And so it's just going to have to be a really solid week of preparation. And we have to be focused and locked in and it is a rivalry and the kids are amped up and that's fun, but you also can't make it too big of a deal in terms of that and play outside of yourself, you know, and that's something I learned my first couple of times going against them is this is a big game as it is. I don't need to amp it up any more than it already is. We got to focus on the things that win football games and kind of set aside the rivalry, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so with that in mind, Coach, what is priority number one for your team on Friday night to take care of business?
I would just say tremendous focus. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. It's going to be packed. It's going to be for an outright conference championship. And we can't think about those things, though. Those things are fun. It's going to be the type of atmosphere, the reason why you play high school football. But we have to be locked in one play at a time. And that's what we're going to talk to him all week about is win that rep, that play. And that's when you win football games, especially big football games, is you stack. Let's say you have 60 plays offensively. You got to go 60 for 60. You know, that's got to be your mindset. One play at a time to win that one rep. And then whatever happens, shake it, and you're on to the next play. So, we're going to talk a lot about focusing on what really matters, and that's us playing good, sound, fundamental football.
That's Anthony Hayes, head football coach at Savannah. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Hey, thank you.